listening to a podcast from Victory.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alfred, and I'm one of the pastors here in Victory. We are so grateful. Napakalaki po ng pasasalamat ko that you chose to worship with us today. And we are now in our second week of our series entitled The Future Hope. When we think of future hope, the reason why we want to talk about this is because when things are not doing well around us, when we feel that things are moving from bad to worse, right? And when we lose sight of the things that we want to do, and because of the challenges we face, we need hope. We need hope so that we can move forward, and we need hope just to live for the day. And that is why we want to talk about this. So many things, so many bad things actually happening around us, in our nation, in the nations around us, in the nations not so far away from us. People are asking, okay? Dahil po sa mga nangyayari, ang daming ngayon tuloy nagtatanong, eto na ba talaga yung end times? Are we living now in the last days? Talaga naman darating na ba si Jesus? Eto na ba si, yung Antichrist ba? Parating na o nandito na ba siya? You know, people are asking. People are, you know, so concerned now na iniisip lang, teka muna, baka ito na yung start ng one world order. Okay? People are so preoccupied with the signs of the end times, and we tend to lose sight of the reason why we are here today. Alam po ninyo, pag iniisip po natin yung end times, ito po ay hindi na bago. Even during the time of Jesus, pinag-uusapan na po ito. You know, yung mga disciples po ni Jesus, when he was with them, they ask him, Lord, when are you going to restore the nation of the kingdom of Israel? Tinatanong na nila yun. In Matthew 24 pa lang, even before he died on the cross. Okay, and then Jesus told him something that is very interesting. And then when he resurrected from the grave, same question. They were asking the same thing. And then in the text that we will be reading today, ganun din po. Meron pa rin po silang tanong kay Paul about the end times. Yun din ang tinatanong nila. Ito na ba talaga, Paul? Ito ba yung mga signs? Na pagka nakita namin yung signs na yan, talagang parating na si Lord? O baka na-miss na namin? Diba, there are so many things like that. And until now, people are asking and wondering, ito na ba talaga? Just to give you some background din, no? You know, even in 1948, diba, in 1948 po kasi napaka-significant po yan for the nation of Israel because that was the time na naging nation po ulit sila. And there were so many preaching and there were so many end-time books that came out because of that. Kasi, and based on what Jesus said in Matthew 24, that this generation will not pass away and these things to happen, and they were saying after 40 years, kasi in the Bible po, pagka 40 years, yun po yung one generation. Yung po yung iniisip nila. So nung when the nation of Israel became a nation in 1948, sinasabi nila, by 1988, I am sure the Lord will come back. Kaya nga po, merong librong na isulat. Okay, in 1988, ang sabi po ron, 88 reasons why Jesus is coming back in 1988. And that book sold millions. Why? Because people wanted to know, eto na ba talaga? And when Jesus did not return in 1988, The author wrote another book in 1989, and in 1990, and 1992. Isn't that interesting? And then, you know, in 1994, another person, again, I won't mention the name, no? Pero another person made a proclamation that the Lord will come in September 6, 1994. But then when the Lord did not show up in 1994 of September 6, binago niya. Sabi niya, hindi, September 7 po pala. And then binago niya ulit, September 9. And then naging October na. And God never showed up. And one of the most recent, right, is when the, meron pang mga nangyari, no, nilipat yung American Embassy, okay, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And then sinasabi niya, eto na, parating na talaga si Lord. And until now, people are asking, with what is happening around us, with rumors of war, with a pandemic, with all these things going on, baka ito na talaga. Nakikita na po talaga natin yung signs. Can I just remind you? that Jesus said these things 2,000 years ago. And another thing I want to remind you, that in the last 2,000 years, wala pa pong prediction na tumama sa pagdating ni Lord. So why am I saying all this? Because I think, like what Jesus said, we are asking the wrong question. We shouldn't be looking for signs. We shouldn't be saying, ano ba talaga yung sign? No, no, no. Jesus wants to tell us something. And Paul also wants to tell us something. What do we need to do knowing that He is coming? So let me read to you from Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 to 20. At we will be studying the entire chapter 2, pero basahin lang po natin yung verses 17 to 20 for now. And then we will move forward. Are you ready? Please open your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 17 and following. I am reading from the English Standard Version. But since we were torn away from you, brothers, for a short time, in person, not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face, because we wanted to come to you. I, Paul, again and again. But Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would help us understand the right question to ask about your coming. Lord, help us, Lord. As we hear the preaching of your word, may you enlighten us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So just to give you an overview of this chapter, all right, and chapter 1, we talked about it with Pastor Jerry last week, but this chapter 2, ang makikita po natin doon, when you look at this chapter, ang makikita po natin doon, same para pong merong mga accusations to Apostle Paul and his ministry and his team. Okay, one of the accusations that I see here is that parang sinasabi ng mga tao against Apostle Paul that his mission to Thessalonians was a failure. It's a failed mission. Or another accusation that we could be seeing, you know, from the text that if you read the entire chapter, is that Paul doesn't care about them. He has no plan of coming back. He is not approved of God, and he is a man pleaser, and he is after your money. Diba? Yan yung mga sinasabi nila. And until now, yan pa rin po yung mga naririnig natin sa mga ibang tao. But how did Paul answer all these accusations? You know, Pastor Jerry last week showed us and told us that the ministry that Paul did in Thessalonians was a success. How do we know that? Well, he told us 3 points, okay? He told us 3 things to remember last week. He said that faith changed their direction. Right? Faith changed their direction. Love motivated them in their actions. And then hope kept them going. Okay, kept them going. All right? So hope. So last week we talked about faith, love, and hope. And I want to zero in that word hope, because that is what we want to talk about today. And so when we look at verses 17 in the verses that we read, okay, verse 17, no, sabi dito, since we are torn away from you, brothers, for a short time. Now let me just show you something here. Okay, this is very interesting. When again, ang encouragement ko po sa inyo is you read the entire chapter, okay, entire chapter 2, even after we preach today. And I just want to point out to you that the pronoun we. Okay, that the pronoun we was mentioned 17 times in the entire chapter. The pronoun our was mentioned 10 times. The pronoun us was mentioned or used, was used 5 times. Isn't that interesting? So what does that tell us? What this is telling us is that the Apostle Paul never worked alone. That the Apostle Paul is always with people. The Apostle Paul is always around and always working in a team. He's never alone. And that should tell us something. And we should learn something from that. And what Paul is also saying is that we need people around us. We need to surround our people who believe the same thing with us. We need to surround ourselves with people of faith in order for our faith to grow in the Lord. And so we are supposed to be with other people. Now, that is kind of difficult now, di po ba? Kasi nga po, ECQ tayo and then yung ating pong worship service online. Hindi po tayo nakikita face to face. And I am feeling the same thing like what Paul is saying. Okay, we've been torn away from you for a short time. In person, but not in heart. You see, what Paul is saying is that, like what Jesus would say, is that Christianity was never to be, you know, was never meant to be lived alone. Hindi po yun eh. God always wants us to be with other people. So ang inaano lang natin dito, you know, Paul was saying that it's not about my popularity, it's not about my giftedness, it's not about me, it's about the theme that is working with me. It's about us, it's about all of us believers. And so, you know what's another interesting thing though? Is that the pronoun I was only used once in this chapter. And when he said that, and when he used that, he was actually, you know, expressing his own heart for the people of Thessalonians, Thessalonica. And that's what he said in verse 18, because we wanted to come to you, but I, Paul, that's the only time he used that pronoun I, Paul, okay? Being him trying to give emphasis in what he's saying, I, Paul, again and again. And it just shows you that Paul's desire is to be with his people. But I also want you to look at this verse, okay? Verse 18, it says, Satan, but Satan hindered us. I also want to point out to you, okay, that Paul is trying to tell us that there is an enemy of our soul. Meron po talaga tayong enemy. More than the enemies that we can see physically, meron din po tayong ganon. Pero we must be more aware of this enemy that we cannot see. And Paul is saying that this enemy will try to hinder you from doing the things that God has called us to do. This enemy is so good in veering us away from the purpose of God in our lives. And that's what Paul is saying here. Paul is saying that there is an enemy. And Jesus even said this in John 10:10. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his job. And we have that enemy. And that enemy will try to hinder you and me in fulfilling what God has called us to do while waiting for His coming. All right? And so what Paul is saying here is that in this particular verses is that God is coming for sure. Let's not forget though that there is an enemy of our soul. Paul was longing for them. He never abandoned them like what others were saying. Yes, he was separated from them for a little while. And I just want you to understand. And then verse 19 says this. Verse 19 says, for what is our hope? I mean, that word again, hope. Or our joy. Or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming. When is this coming? You see, what Paul is saying here, okay, is that, is it not you, for you are our glory and joy. Paul is describing things that will happen, okay, that Jesus is coming. This is a sure thing. This is what gave Paul the endurance and the perseverance to continue in the work that God has given him despite all the difficulties and pain. Paul again, you know, he knew that the Lord is coming back. He knew that. He probably heard that word in the book of Acts. He knew that. He knew that God was coming back. He knew that Jesus, yes, He resurrected from the grave. He's now with the Father, but He is coming back. Alam mo, sabi nga ni Pastor Jerry last week, di ba? Yung pag ginamit natin yung hope in our day and time, ang ibig po sabi natin sabihin talaga is wishful thinking. We wish this may happen. We wish that this will happen. We wish na sana, maayos yung internet ko ngayon. Sana, gumaling ko. Sana, matapos na to. Di ba? Sana. Pero yung we hope na sinasabi dito is an eager expectation of something that is sure to happen. And that, my friends, is our future hope. And with that background, okay, Paul is now gonna tell us, how then should we live while we wait for His sure return? And that is really what I want to talk to you about today. A very long introduction for a very two short points. Right? Because that is important. We need to understand that that is what Paul is saying. What Paul is saying is that God is coming back. Jesus is coming back. So you better believe it. And you know what else is so interesting about the Apostle Paul in this letter? In this short letter, he actually talked about the second coming in every chapter. Chapter 1, he talked about it. Chapter 2, he talks about it. Chapter 3, we'll talk about it. Chapter 4, all the more. And chapter 5. Because again, when you read the entire letter of Thessalonians, you will notice that that is one of the biggest questions that the people of Thessalonica were asking. It's the same question we're asking now. Lord, ito na ba yung sign? Ano na ba? Ito na ba mangyayari na ba ito? So that we can prepare. But Paul is now telling us, we're asking the wrong question. The question should be not, Lord, ano yung mga signs? But we should be asking the question, Lord, how can we be ready for your return? How can we be ready? How should we ought to live our lives while waiting for the coming of God? Because He's coming. The coming of our Lord Jesus should not make us afraid. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, His second coming, should actually excite us believers. It should actually bring joy and an expectation that things will be better. Hindi po dapat fear. So, dalawang bagay lang po. Okay, when we look at this text, we will look at the rest of the chapter. Pero yun lang po yung background, no? That Jesus is coming back for sure. We can count on that. Kung baga sa Tagalog pa nga, pwede mong itaga sabat yan. Siguradong mangyayari yan. So, what do? As we wait for His return, number one, as we wait for His return, let us continue to preach the gospel despite our current reality. Let me read to you verses 1 to 4 of chapter 2. This is what Paul said. This was his current reality. Okay, tingnan po natin yung current reality ni Paul when he wrote this. Sabi niya, "For you yourselves know, brothers, that our coming to you was not in vain. Though we had already suffered and been shamefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we had boldness in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in the midst of much conflict. For our appeal does not spring from error or impurity." Here is Paul now answering some of the accusations. "Or any attempt to deceive. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak not to please man, but to please God who tests our hearts." You see, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of opposition, Paul and his team did not stop preaching the gospel. And that is Paul's encouragement for all of us as a church. Okay, what Paul is saying, let us continue to preach the gospel despite our current reality. Preaching the gospel, what Paul said, is never in vain. Hindi siya magiging failure. Okay? If when you remember, galing po sila Paul at Silas, no? Sa Philippi before they went to Thessalonica. Pero lumalis din po sila ng Thessalonica because of the persecution. But while they were in Thessalonica for three weeks, they preached the gospel at every given opportunity. In Philippi, they were humiliated. They were flogged, thrown in jail, and yet God miraculously freed them. Well, we know the story. Basahin niyo po yan sa chapter 16 and 17 ng Acts. Para makita po natin. And there was conflict in Thessalonica, and yet that did not stop Paul and Silas and Timothy to preach the gospel. So ang tanong ko po sa inyo ngayon, are you discouraged to preach the gospel at this time? My encouragement is don't be. Don't be discouraged. Alam po niyo bakit? Kasi at this time, people are looking for hope. And you and I have the answer. And I hope that we will continue to preach the gospel. Ang dami po mga stories sa mga leaders po natin. Nakakatuwa po yung mga leaders natin, no? Here in Victory Metro East. Nakakagalak lang po na malaman na kahit na po online, kahit na po hindi yung mga teki ng mga taong kagaya ko, okay, they still meet online. They would meet. Why? Because they understand that they need to preach the gospel. And some of them started a Bible study with their families. Online. You see, this pandemic did not stop them from preaching the gospel. And I hope that you would do that you too would do the same thing. Let's take every opportunity to preach the gospel. But so what's so interesting though is that when the apostles, the 12 apostles or the rest of the apostles, even after Jesus resurrected from the grave, they were asking again that same question. Lord, when are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? Let me read it to you in Acts chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Okay, ito yung sagot ni Jesus. Kasi paaring sa atin dahil nga sa mga nangyayari ngayon, ang dami natin napapanood sa YouTube, ang dami natin nakikita sa newspaper, okay, ang dami natin dami nagkakalat ng mga kung ano-anong balita. And this is what my word for you is, okay? Pagka iniisip mo, kailan ba talaga darating si Lord? Read Acts 1, verses 6 through 8. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by His own authority. Si Jesus na po yung nagsabi nun. Huwag na daw po natin alamin yun. Dahil si God the Father na nakakaalam nun. So, and yet we're so focused, we're so preoccupied with the end times. End of the world, and yet Jesus, and this is our favorite verse. In Acts 1:8, okay, in the midst of that, Jesus said this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. That is what we should focus on. We should not focus ourselves on the end times. We should focus ourselves in reaching the ends of the world with the gospel. That is what we ought to be doing. Let us not focus on the signs of the end of the world, but let us focus on reaching the ends of the world with the gospel. Kaya ang tanong ko sa iyo ngayon, sino ba yung sinasabi ni Lord sa iyo na sharean mo ng gospel this time? Kapatid mo ba yan? Nanay mo ba yan? Kuya mo ba yan? Ate mo ba yan? Kamag-anak mo ba yan? Classmate mo ba yan? Kagay mo ba yan? Sa COD? O sa Among Us? O kasabayan mo ba yan? Nanonood kayo ng mga K-drama together? Okay, maybe those are the people you need to reach. And tanong, paano mo gagawin? At kailan mo gagawin? Tandaan mo ang sabi ni Paul, preaching the gospel is not in vain. I know he was talking about that among the Thessalonians, but I believe that is also true today. Our preaching the gospel will not be in vain. So what else do we need to do? Number two, as we wait for His return, okay, as we wait for His return, let us cultivate and deepen our relationships with one another. Verses 7 and 8, itong sabi ng 1 Thessalonians, sabi ni Paul, okay, verse 7 and 8, but we were gentle among you. I love that. Like a nursing mother taking care of her own children, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves. Because you had become so very dear to us. Whoa, this is Paul saying this. And then verse 11 and 12, look at this. I mean, look at the language. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. Remember, Paul only spent 3 weeks with these people. 3 weeks. 21 days. And for 21 days, the relationship was so deep. Now, I don't know if that happened in all the churches that Paul planted. I know he stayed in Ephesus for 3.5 years. And he's got a lot of friends there as well. But here in Thessalonica for 3 weeks, look at the way he described his relationship with them. I mean, they have become very dear to them. They shared lives together. And that is why in verse 17, when he said, when we were torn apart, torn away from each other, though for a little while, okay, in person, not in heart. Let us not allow distance to stop us from building relationships with one another. Let us not get sucked in with this cancel culture. Yes, there will be fallout. Yes, there will be hurt. Yes, there will be misunderstanding. Yes, there will be offense. But I pray that we will choose to forgive. I pray that we will choose to overlook. I pray that we will choose to give the benefit of the doubt. Distance should not stop us from building a thriving relationship with one another. Pero ang tanong, paano? Di ba si Paul nga eh. Paul nalayo siya sa kanila because of persecution. And yet, Paul did not allow that to stop their relationship to deepen. He did not allow their distance, okay, to hinder him from cultivating that relationship that was already there. So how do we do that in our day and time? You see, Paul wrote a letter. And then later on in chapter 3, we will find out that Paul sent Timothy so that he would know what is going on in the, you know, in the church. And what about you and me? How can we cultivate and deepen our relationship even in this pandemic? Diba kahit na po season 3 na tayo? Ano bang pwede natin gawin? There's so many things we can do. Diba with the technology that God has blessed us with? I am so amazed on God's timing. I am just so amazed on how God works in mysterious ways. Can you imagine if this happened in 1980, in the 80s, where the internet is not so powerful in the Philippines? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine how we're gonna meet? Can you imagine if this happened when cell phones were so expensive and people can't afford to have smartphones? And yet God, in His wisdom, allowed this pandemic to happen last year and this year where we can actually have the technology so that we can still have relationship with one another. Hindi po ako galit. Alright? I am just excited. Excited lang ako sa ginagawa ni God. Grabe yung timing ni God. Diba? Grabe. So, i-capitalize po natin yung technology na binigay ni God. Text nyo po. You text someone. Cultivate that relationship with people. Video call people. Alright? May Messenger. May Viber. Ano pa ba? May Zoom. Ang dami pa pong platform na pwede niyong gamitin. You see, God, it's never God's intention that we live alone. Pansin niyo yun? Hindi niya talaga plano yun eh. Kaya nga ginawa si Adam and Eve. Dalawa silang ginawa niya. Di ba? And then Psalm will tell us that He places the solitary into families. Because it is always God's idea for us to live together, for us to be together, for us to have a we, for us to have a community. And that is why, okay, you know, we want to encourage you. Sa kapag tinignan po ninyo yung mga metaphors na ginamit ni Paul dito, di ba? Father, mother, children, nursing children, brothers. I mean, these are all relational terms. So, because Paul understood that we need each other. that he needed people around him, and that we need each other, okay, so that we can grow in our faith. So let me encourage you today, no? Let's all say no to cancel culture. Say no to that. Type naman po natin, no to cancel culture. Doon sa chat. Okay? Yung pagka yun na-offend ka lang, ika-cancel. No. Let us not do that. Alam mo, si Apostle Paul, may fallout din siya sa mga relationships niya. Pero sa susunod na lang po natin pag-usapan yun. Pero ngayon po, no, while we are waiting for the return of Christ, let us cultivate and deepen our relationship with one another. Maging proactive ka. Take the initiative. Lalo na po yung mga kagaya ko, no? Na hindi masyadong mahihiyain. Yeah? Tayo mga hindi mahihiyain, let's take initiative. Huwag na tayo magantay na tayo yung i-text. Huwag na natin antayin na tayo yung i-chat. Tayo na yung mag-chat. You know, that would help people. You know, especially other people. Because I know some people, no? Talagang hirap po sila. Hirap na hirap po silang mag-text. Hirap na hirap po sila na mag-initiate ng conversation because that's it's just not them. But you know what? It brings comfort to them kapag po inuunahan natin sila. You see, that's why as a church, no? As a church, we want to invite you. Okay, meron po tayong church community that is coming up. And this church community classes wherein we will find out who we are as a church, what we do, what is our vision, what is our calling, what is our culture, so that you would be able to know how can I fit into this church? How can I be involved? And we encourage you, if you are part of this service and you've been coming to, you've been joining us, please, it will be on Zoom. We will show you how to register, and please be a part of this. Why? Because God has called us into a community. So we're inviting you. Because I believe that godly relationships can still thrive despite the distance. Let me say that again. Godly relationships can still thrive despite the distance. Testimony po ako niyan. I know yan. Alam ko po yan. Okay? I experienced that. Okay lang po ba mag-share ako ng konti? Konti lang po. Kasi may kakilala po ako eh. May kakilala po ako noong 1994. Okay? Meron po siyang na talagang nagustuhan na babae. Talagang pinagpe-pray niya. Lord, eto na siguro talaga yung babae na pakakasalan ko. Pero all of the sudden, pinaghiwalay sila ni Lord. Grabe. Yung pinaghiwalay sila ng isang taon. Pero like Apostle Paul, sabi niya, though we've been torn away, okay, I've always wanted to see you face to face. Yes, we may be apart, face, you know, in person, but not in heart. And ganun po nangyari, di ba? So, noon po, wala pang Facebook, wala pang Viber, so puro long distance. And yet, that relationship thrived. That relationship grew. You know why? Because there was communication. We did not allow distance to stop us. From deepening our relationships. So ang tanong, posible ba yan, Pastor Alfred? Pwede ba talaga mangyari yan? Posible. Let's look at verse 13. Sabi ni Paul, in verse 13, also, and we also thank God constantly for this. For what? That when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a word, as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. See, the only way for this to work is when we hear the call of God in our lives. When we hear and accept the word of God and allow the word of God to do its work in our hearts. See, verse 12 also says that God, it is God who calls us. Let me read that again. I exhorted each one of you and encourage you and charge you to walk in a manner worthy of God who calls you. You see, Paul understood that it wasn't him who called the people. It was God. And it was the people who needed to respond to the call of God and to His kingdom. You see, when Paul talks about the kingdom, he's talking about dominion and rule. He's talking about living out the character of God in this world today. That's what Paul is talking about. Paul wasn't giving the group, the people in Thessalonians, the do's and don'ts. No, no, he wanted them to have this internal change by accepting this word of God and allow the word of God to change them. Because the word is not just the word. It's not just the pages of this Bible. The word is the person of Jesus Christ. So as we wait, as we wait for this hope to come, stay the course. Keep preaching the gospel. Stay connected. Keep cultivating relationships. Stay close to Jesus. Keep seeking Him. You see, we are in a very difficult situation right now. And I want to end with this story. You see, kapag po talaga when we are in a place of uncertainties, kapag meron pong mga nangyayari po sa atin na parang feeling natin we're so hopeless, parang hopeless na yung situation, it's so important to know the promise of God. You know, I heard of this story of a man who was invited. Okay, he was a self-made man. He was a millionaire. And he was invited to speak to the graduation of a sixth grader somewhere in Harlem, New York, in 1981. And so when he got to this place, he was so excited because he came from that school. And he had all these great ideas of what he wanted to tell the sixth grader. Okay, so iniisip niya na, eto, I will tell these people, if you work hard, if you do the things, if you give your best, it doesn't matter where you came from, you will do well in life. And that's what he wanted to do, okay? But then when he got to the place and he looked at the audience and he saw that the people that he was speaking to is so different from the group of people where he was in, where he was from, he decided that what he's about to say is not going to make sense to them. Kasi nalaman niya, pati yung economic background ng mga tao doon, iba na. At then nalaman din niya na karamihan doon sa mga bata doon, hindi nagtatapos ng eskwela. Okay, nagda-drop out. Hindi na nakakatapos ng high school. And so finally, next start siya. At itong sinabi niya doon sa mga estudyante at sa mga magulang at sa mga teachers. If you stay in school and finish and graduate, I will help pay for your college education. And then, people were still not sure if he's really real. And then he sabi niya, and every year, I'm going to save up $2,000 for each one of you to help you to get to college. You know what happened to those students? 50% of that batch, 50% of them graduated high school and went to college. And people, they were so surprised with what he said. You know what made a difference? He made a promise. You see, when there's so much hopelessness, a promise makes a difference. And that, my friend, is the future hope that we have. We have a God who promised that He is going to return. And when He comes back, He's going to give us joy and crown. And everything will be okay. Let me just pray for you right now. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank You for Your word. Lord, thank You that You are our hope. Lord, that we are sure that You are coming back. Lord, we don't know how and when that's going to happen, but we know for a fact that You are coming back. And because of that, Lord, as we wait for Your return, Lord, we will stay the course. We will keep preaching the gospel. Lord, we will stay connected with one another. and we will stay close to you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, I just want to pray for some of you today. Maybe you're here and you're worshiping with us, and there's just that hopelessness in you. Let me pray for you. Let me speak God's word to you right now. If that you know who you are, and let me share with you that the promise of God is that He's going to return and He's going to make things better. Lord, I just pray for these people who are feeling hopeless right now. Lord, I pray that they may see this future hope that would affect not only their future, but it will affect the way they live their lives today. Lord, bless them. Bless them, Lord God, with faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, I also want to pray for another group of people. Maybe, you know, when I was talking about we, when I was talking about community, you're cringing because you have a lot of bad experiences with people from church. I want to pray for you. I want to pray that you will say no to cancel culture. I want to pray that you are going to give other people a chance. I want to pray that you will be able to forgive those people who have hurt you. Because God never intended for you to live alone. He wants you to be part of a community. Lord, I just pray that may you bring healing to the hearts of those people who were offended, who were hurt, most likely was misjudged. Lord, I pray that they may find it in their hearts to forgive others and give other, you know, chance to other people. And Lord, I pray that they will say no to cancel culture. But Lord, that they will try to cultivate meaningful relationship with other believers. In Jesus' name, amen. One last group of people before we end. One last group of people. Maybe you're here today and you're hearing this word and you have never surrendered your life to Christ. You see, this promise is given to those who have a relationship with Christ. Because if you don't have a relationship with Christ, His coming is not going to be pretty for you. If you've never surrendered your life to Christ, would you give your life to Christ today? He died and He rose again from the grave. And He's seated on the throne right now, interceding for you and calling you. Will you come? Will you respond to His call for you to be a part of His kingdom? Will you go under the rulership of this King? If that's you, would you pray this simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I realized that I am living my own life, that I am not under the lordship and the kingship and the rulership of Jesus. Today, I surrender my life to You. I pray, Lord, that You would forgive all my sins. And Lord, help me to live in accordance to Your way by the power of Your Holy Spirit. Lord, thank You for calling me into this kingdom. And Lord, I pray that may you set me free. And may You set me up to be a part of a community where I can grow with my relationship with You. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Alam mo kung pinag-pray niyo po yung simpleng prayer na yan, would you please send us a message or you know, maybe give a wave emoji so that our leaders, our pastors can know how, so that we can connect you with other people. All right? Again, the Lord bless you today. Thank you for joining us. And I'm excited for next week, all right, because the Lord is going to speak to us about this future hope. Let me speak a prayer of blessing for all of us as we end. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.